What's up? Sweet 16 service. For her 16th birthday party, Rachel H. of Alberta, Canada, wanted to plan it around a service project at the local drop-in center for the homeless. She invited friends from church and from school. Her friends liked the idea and were excited for the opportunity to give service. At the drop-in center, they helped prepare lunch by filling juice glasses and slicing and buttering hundreds of slices of bread. After helping with lunch and cleaning the kitchen, Rachel's group toured the center with a guide. Rachel says she is grateful that her birthday party could double as a missionary moment where her school friends could see how the youth of the church look for opportunities to serve and bless the lives of others. It was the best birthday ever, she adds.
5 creative group date ideas. Take a tour of a local factory, candy or ball bearings. Hold a reader's theater and share your favorite children's stories with one another. Borrow or rent a projector and have a drive-in movie in your backyard using a white sheet for the screen. Have a fondue party. Do some service. Rake leaves, plant flowers, or mow a neighbor's lawn.
What we really think of youth. You, the youth of the church, are a glorious group, a chosen generation. I plead with you, my young brothers and sisters, to remember who you are. You are sons and daughters of Almighty God. You have a destiny to fulfill, a life to live, a contribution to make, a goal to achieve. The future of the kingdom of God upon the earth will, in part, be aided by your devotion. President Thomas S. Monson, The Lighthouse of the Lord, New Era, February 2001, page 4 and 7.
Be prepared. Last summer, Gabriel and Michael M. of Georgia, USA, both received the Boy Scouts of America Honor Medal for saving their father's life. While the boys and their father were on a kayaking trip in Texas, their father fell off a rope swing 22 feet above the Guadalupe River. He fell onto the kayaks below, passed out, and sank to the bottom of the river. Gabriel swam down and pulled his father to the surface. With an uncle's help, Gabriel and Michael were able to get their father into his kayak. Then they had to help guide him over 1/2 mile to the nearest takeout point, where help was waiting to take him to the hospital. Their father had broken his right shoulder, 6 fingers, several ribs, and his right ankle. Just weeks before the accident, Michael had taken life-saving and kayaking classes at scout camp.
My favorite scripture, Psalm 139, verses 9 through 10. I had been going through a rough time recently and felt very alone. But after reading this, I knew that God would always be with me. He loves me and wants to help me. Now when I pray with trust that the Lord will comfort and care for me and my family, and that His right hand shall hold me. KDW 15, Washington, USA. Tell us about your favorite scripture in a paragraph or two. Send it to us, along with a photo, by going to newera.lds.org and clicking on Submit Material.
We've got mail, line upon line. My personal progress value project for knowledge is collecting each of the line upon line articles in the New Era and putting them into a binder in order of books of scripture. Reading these articles helps me to better understand the scriptures. I especially like the ones that pertain to scripture mastery, and I would love to see you print them more often. Morgan S., California, USA.
White dresses. When I read It Started With a Friend, November 2011, Jenna's words that I have never felt so beautiful in my life as I did in my white dress at her baptism, I remembered having the same feeling when I first went to the temple. That feeling and memory return whenever I attend. Jill W., Utah, USA.
From youth.lds.org, Preparing the Sacrament. This article touched me in many ways. See how to prepare for the sacrament at lds.org/go/427. Being that I just turned 14 and had my first opportunity last Sunday to prepare the sacrament has made a big difference to me. We try to encourage each other to talk reverently and talk about church-related things. We dress our best to show that we try to be modest. Corbin Mark O., American Samoa.
We love hearing from you, whether it's sending us a message or sharing an experience online at youth.lds.org. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. End of What's Up.